The Buffalo Bills return from the bye week with their fifth home game of the season this Sunday and find themselves in the thick of playoff contention at the season's midpoint with a 5-3 record. As Matt Sabuda tells us in this morning's Beyond the Playbook, the Bills begin the second half of the season against a familiar foe.
The Bills are playing the Chiefs for the seventh straight year, despite not being in the same division. Luckily for the Bills, they are 4-2 in the last six games, and knock on wood, let's hope they can go 5-2 this week. And overall, against the Chiefs, I thought it was pretty interesting that they're 25-19 all time against what's historically been a pretty good Chiefs franchise dating back to the old AFL. And on top of that, I think they share some very unique history in the sense that the Bills played the Chiefs, and I'm sure a lot of people remember this, and what was the very first AFL championship game to go to the Super Bowl. Okay. And in that game, unfortunately, Len Dawson came into Buffalo and War Memorial Stadium and took out a Jack Kemp-led Bills. But the Bills exacted some measure of revenge about 30 years later when some guy named Joe Montana came in here as the Chiefs quarterback in the AFC Championship game, and our very own Jim Kelly beat him down for us to go to a Super Bowl. But unfortunately for the Bills and the Chiefs, both of them lost those Super Bowls.
Right, and unfortunately for both of those teams, it's now Alex Smith and Kyle Orton facing off against each other this week instead of Jim Kelly and Joe Montana. All right, these are both 5-3 teams. What do you see that stands out with these teams?
I think a lot of it's going to come down to forcing Alex Smith into some uncharacteristic mistakes. The Bills really have a talented and opportunistic defense. I think they have the ability to do that. Alex Smith is one of the most conservative quarterbacks in the league, and I think it shows because the Chiefs are 29th overall in passing. But he should be conservative. They have a top-notch running game. They're ranked 6th in the league, along with having an emerging star tight end in Travis Kelce. He's one of the players I think that the Bills are definitely going to need to pay extra attention to, as if anybody saw the Chiefs take down the Patriots a few weeks ago. He was one of the emerging stars in that game. On the other side of the ball, they have one of the better defenses in the league, led by sackmaster Justin Houston. Eight games into the season, the guy already has 12 sacks. He's on pace to break Michael Strahan's single-season sack record. Oh, and by the way, their defense is ranked 5th overall and 2nd against the pass. It's definitely going to be a tough challenge for the Bills this week.
You mentioned the Chiefs running game, and it seems like every year they have some great back. What about this year?
Yeah, this year the Chiefs actually resemble a lot of what the Bills looked like they were going to do, in that they have a two-headed running game of their own in Jamaal Charles and Niall Davis, who have a virtually identical yardage. Their secondary can be fantastic against the pass to jump to the other side of the ball.
Okay.
But that being said, they only have 4 interceptions this year. I think that could be a very good opportunity for the Bills and Kyle Orton to take some chances against the Chiefs secondary. But I think the big unknown in that plan is going to be the game day health of Sammy Watkins, who aggravated a groin injury this week, which if you saw on social media, oh my gosh, it pretty much tore down Buffalo's hopes for the week. You'd think, like, at this point, oh, forget it, throw everything out the window. But the good news is I just heard a report earlier yesterday that he is going to play this week.
Oh, that's outstanding news. And then who is going to play at running back for the Bills this week?
Well, that's a tough one. Bryce Brown and Anthony Dixon started in the last game against the Jets, and I think anybody who watched the game saw that they struggled mightily. You know that the Bills and their fans were dying to get Fred Jackson back in the game. And fortunately, he actually surprised the media this week by returning to practice. But the key question is really going to be whether or not he's healthy enough to make an impact. The running back position's really brutal. It's one that just takes a lot of hits, and you want a guy who really can perform on the top of his game. But I think overall it's going to be a tough game this week, but I think it's going to be a really great barometer of where the Bills stand in their playoff race, and I can't wait to see it.
All right, Matt Sabuda, and we can't wait to talk to you about it on Monday when we go Beyond the Playbook.
Looking forward to it.